Now, the part that, the softer part that might stain your fingers.
The meat.
That would be the meat. Or maybe, is there, you know, like on pecan sometimes, you have that soft part that's still covering the shell?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
The pod.
The pod, yeah. Have you ever heard people call that the hull? Or
yeah, the hull. The hull. Yeah. Yeah, we use that more with cotton, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hull, yeah.
And another nut that you see around Christmas time a lot, kind of an oval shaped nut.
Brazil nut?
Brazil nut. Have you ever heard those called anything?
Nigger toes.
Yeah. Or just a candy bar called a joy.
Almonds.
Yeah. No. I guess those are available around where you are. What about a fruit that grows very plentifully, especially in Florida and California? That would be.
We have them too. Oranges.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of more juice oranges in California.
Just in that part of the state, or
in the Rio Grande Valley? Yeah.
I didn't know that. Are there particular kinds, or just?
The grapefruit mostly are ruby red.
Or say this expression, if you had a bowl full of oranges in the morning, you might say, well, I had a bowl full this morning, but now they're
gone.
In a typical garden, what would probably be some common vegetables that a person would grow?
Potatoes, tomatoes. Okra, squash, either white or yellow, and mustard greens and turnip greens.
You mentioned potatoes. You have different types.
Mostly they would grow in the gardens, they would grow red ones, red russets, because they get ready faster and eat them faster, easier to dig up than the big white russets.
Is there another term for, just the potato? If you're having baked potato, what kind of potato is that usually? If you haven't had a